Hello, my friends. I'm Kira Misi, and this is my podcast, Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day, where we dive into the ordinary, looking for the extraordinary. Because, well, life is hard, but if you look close enough, you will find the rainbows. Let's get started. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Big question for you. What do you believe in? What do you believe in? It's a loaded question, isn't it? You could say, I believe in love. I believe in myself. I believe in the world. I mean, the answers are endless. I often say to my kids, you have to believe in something or you'll fall for anything. So today we're going to challenge the belief system that you were taught. Actually, I'm not going to challenge it. You're going to challenge it. So let's start again. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. So happy that you are here joining me to create a life that we love. What a gorgeous spring it has been. One of the happiest things in spring for me are the bright, bright colors of the annual flowers. I'm sure you love that too. The blossoming daffodils and the tulips. I have to say, this gorgeous vine that lives on my porch, and it stays alive even through the winter, bright green. And if you can believe it, through the ice and the cold temperatures and even the snow, this vine still thrives around my wraparound porch. But in the springtime, it blossoms with the most gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous yellow flowers, so many rainbows all around. Although as soon as the hot temperatures of summer come, these flowers, they make a quick exit. And I find it to be so sad. Why can't these beautiful yellow flowers stay in bloom until fall? I'm sure Mother Nature knows the answer. I'm sure she's teaching us something by the flowers just lasting so long, to enjoy the moment while it lasts. Okay, Mother Nature, you're always right. So anyway, these yellow flowers, I just delight in them so much. And when they fall off of the vine, it actually looks so gorgeous, like it's raining flowers onto my garden. All right, so I digress. I was chatting with my kids the other day. Yes, I have two sons, 11 and 18. They're delicious. They're awesome. I love them so much. I mean, come on, what else am I going to say? They're awesome just like your kids are. And awesome like you, my friend. We are all such beautiful balls of energy and love, and the stories and the memories that we weave into each day in our lives are just created by this beautiful energy. All right, I digress again. It's a lot. It's a lot of love fest today on the rainbow. So back to the topic at hand, I was saying to my kids, because they have a lot of questions about the world, different belief systems, different ways to go about living lives that are full of joy while also being, well, good people, right? Don't we all have these questions? And my kids always challenge me with more questions. And that is something I literally revel in. I love it. So my youngest, especially, always has questions about all the religions of the world and what everyone believes in their own beautiful way. It really is such a delight that he recognizes that everyone loves the world in their own special, unique way. And isn't that what it's all about? We are all part of the rainbow. And what I always say to my kids, literally, I do always say this, is you gotta believe in something or you're gonna fall for anything. Say that again with me. You gotta believe in something or you're gonna fall for anything. And this is so true, right? There are tons of pariah out there that would love to get a hold of you if you are lost and confused, which we are all at times in our lives, to tell you that this is the way, that is the way, or do it just like this, and this will get you where you're going. All you need, my friends, actually is inside of you. Sometimes you do need a book or a good friend or a motivational podcast, hint, hint, full of rainbows, to bring it out of you. And that's absolutely positively awesome. And it's okay. We're all seeking and questioning and wondering sometimes, sometimes for a short period of time, sometimes for a long period of time, sometimes for a lifetime. And actually, sometimes it comes in waves, depending on what we're going through in our lives. We have questions.
And this is all not only encouraged, but amazing. You should always be asking questions. Not one person has the answers. Sure, we get glimpses sometimes, right? Some humans seem somewhat more evolved in their journey of understanding, and they've perhaps maybe even had a near-death experience, and they come back with parts of the puzzle to help us along, but nobody really knows. So to give all that you are to a belief system, perhaps that no longer serves you, but perhaps you were told is the way, the only way, well, that's daunting. Staying open-minded, though, full of questions and wondering, childlike in your exploration, now that's gold. Like I often tell my children, you have to believe in something or you'll fall for anything. So question today, what do you believe? What have you maybe been taught to believe, but don't actually think it serves you? How does it make you feel? You truly know in your heart, oh yes, the big rainbows of a question today. And this is the questioning. It's so important to understand that your thoughts, your beliefs, they're going to change over time with experience, with life, with getting to know more beautiful people from different places, different cultures. It's a beautiful, beautiful rainbow out there, my friends. Don't be closed-minded to anything. It's a beautiful journey. The journey is the destination. I often revel in the fact that if there was one way to love, why would we all be so diverse and different? Why do we all worship under the same sun and the moon in so many different beautiful ways if there's supposed to only be one way to love? So if you find yourself today back on the wander train, the wonder train, asking all the questions, well, I applaud you for continuing the search and continuing to wonder, is there one way to love? No, but love is the answer. Yes. When you're unsure, go and love. Give the love. Carry the love. Carry it in your heart. Believe in love. Because in a world that at times seems uncertain, you got to believe in something, or you'll fall for anything. And love, well, love does not judge, and it's not controlling. It is simply love, bold and beautiful, always with its arms wide open. It's okay to challenge your belief system. If something was taught to you out of fear or control and simply doesn't sit right on your heart, it's okay to challenge it. If it no longer serves you or never did, and it doesn't sit right on your heart, doesn't feel like love, then it's not love, my friend. Love doesn't hurt, and love is for everyone. And if anyone's ever told you anything, believe this. He doesn't make mistakes, my friends. He makes rainbows, and you are one of those rainbows. You make this world a brighter place just by being in it. So shine on, my friend. We need your brand of love. And if you're going to believe in anything, believe in the power of you, because the answers that you seek have actually always been there, right there inside of you. They're inside of your heart, my friend. Be love, seek love, and be part of the solution. Love.
Well, my friends, that's my podcast. I hope I gave you a little light in your heart, a little song in your soul, and a whole lot of love, because you are amazing. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Meet me on my Instagram page at Finding Rainbows the Podcast, where you'll find more inspiration to feed your soul. And while you're there, join my Rainbow Connection. It's an insider's club where you'll receive inspirational quotes to your inbox each week from me, and VIP opportunities, giveaways, I love a freebie, live webinars, and so much more. Remember, you are a light to this world. Shine bright, my friends. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows. Since the stars flew across the sky.